Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fabulously. And yourself?
I'm doing all right. I just keep moving, and it's hard to hit a moving target.
Well, for those that tune in a lot of the time, my friend Robert, who calls into the show every now and again, he's come from New Hampshire down here to Roanoke, Virginia, to visit me. So we've been having a lot of fun. Cooking organic food, going out dancing.
Yay.
Yay. Fun times and getting a lot of work done still.
Always a good thing.
You've got a lot of classes going on, don't you, Jacqueline?
I have another beginning astrology class starting this Thursday. I have a really great group of people for my first astrology class in Spark of Divine, and we're having a lot of fun with that one. That's really inspiring. Then last Thursday, I started the tarot group, I have a great group of people there as well. It's really going to be fun.
Great, how wonderful.
And the biggest one is going to be the one that I'm starting this Thursday, and that's at One Yoga Planet in Fort Pierce. And that is the largest class I have. This is going to be interesting because this is a pretty big class. I like, you know, a little bit more, intimate, 10, 12 people, and this one's been growing, so it's really going to be interesting to teach in a larger spectrum than just, 10 or 12.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. This is great. Yeah, I've scheduled my beginning astrology class here in Roanoke. It's going to be basically an introductory class. It's going to be a six-week class, but nonetheless, and I wanted to keep it, small, like you do. You want to be conscious that each person gets that individual attention, and I do have a lot of people interested too. So, but again, I don't want to overstretch what I can do well, and you know how that is with a class, and
yes.
You just want to make sure everybody's happy, everybody gets it.
Yes, everybody gets it is the point.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, they do.
I'm the queen of quizzes.
I do a lot of reviews. I do a lot of student participation in reviews. So I'm the one that...
That's great.
Says, hey.
Awesome. I know how much you love it. I know how much you love it. Yeah, that's great. Wow. Well, we have a lot of planetary energy tonight in Pisces.
Yes, we do.
And quite the lineup, and we've got a beautiful trine between Mars and Saturn tonight, which I'm enjoying that because everything's gone lickety-split for the last 48 hours.
Slow it down.
The key here is momentum, my people. but it's all good.
It is.
Before we actually meet again on the show, we're going to have a beautiful full moon next Sunday morning.
I forgot about that. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I figured we should touch a little bit on that. I mean, some people want to know what's going on in the now and everything in there. They might have things this week that require our attention by date, but this is a very interesting full moon coming in on the 12th, too. And it's a Virgo moon. I know that's not your favorite, Jacqueline, but it is very good for you to deliver your healing gifts and your knowledge, you know. So I have to look at it that way because I have to, you know, do the balanced view thing. We do that for each other.
Yes, we do. Get that balance between us. We do well at that.
And the nice thing
also,
is before this full moon, Mars goes into Taurus. It really stabilizes things a bit.
It does. And this is a good part about this week, and I was going to mention that about this situation, is that Mars does go into Taurus before this full moon. So what hasn't been grounding us is finally going to get a little bit more grounded. Mars just, you know, is getting out of the energy of Uranus. And so things are starting to progress better in a forward manner. And they will take some real strong practical steps, especially with this full moon. This full moon is really there to shift our energies to tell us, okay, these are the priorities, these are the things we need to do, and these are the things that we just need to have faith and trust and let go of. And here again, it has that beautiful mixture to it, even though, you know, I caution everybody, don't get over analytical or over emotional around that time, because there's going to be a lot of information coming with this full moon being in Virgo, and it's good to take a second look at the information it brings, because sometimes people take a harsh judgment to it and react before they should. So I caution everybody about that, about this full moon.
Okay. Well, the nice thing about the full moon chart next Sunday morning is Saturn is going to be forming double squares to both Chiron and Mercury. So I think a lot of people are going to be sharing their information with other people about things they've done to improve their health, their well-being, even their attitude. And to meet that challenge with an open mind and heart at this time can make this full moon cycle exquisite. It really can. And sometimes I think squares are much more of a friend than we like to think they are. Because when we meet the challenge of change and adjustment, things come back into balance naturally. Oh, well, you're a Libra. You're the queen of that. You know. Okay.
You have to do the work. That's the point. You have to do the work with it. That's all. It's not a trying to where it's a gift. It's do the work, and the rewards are there. I love that about the squares, that as long as you stretch yourself and trust that process, you'll always get a great benefit when it ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a few people on hold. Maybe we should take a caller.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Kimberly.
You called in before.
Yes, but I wanted to ask a question about my son instead of me today.
Oh,
okay.
Hold on.
And what's his name?
Birthday.
His birthday is October 16th, 1997, but it's the same city and state.
And do you know what time?
Yes, 7:05 p.m.
Okay. And what question did you have about him?
Well, my question is, my son was at a college. He didn't do well. Actually, he flunked out the first semester, and I had to bring him back home. Now he's working at Walmart, and he's been accepted to another school. And he changed his major to finance, from finance to psychology. And I want to make sure that he's going in the right direction this time.
Excellent. I like the psychology part for him. He's got a sun in Libra and a Mercury in Libra. He's a great negotiator. He has a Mars in Sagittarius and a Venus in Sagittarius. Okay? I'm not going to say this is easy, but I'm going to say it's the right direction. Okay?
Okay.
It really will inspire him a lot more. His education is a little bit challenging for him, but don't worry about that. He's got the brain to do it. He can do it. It is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but I think he's going to find much more interest, and that's the point, is he has to be interested in the topic that he's going to school for, and I think this will really be a direction for him. I'm really excited for him. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay. I agree. Well, I want to know when he's starting school, though.
He's starting in the fall.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yes. Yes. I want to tell you something. Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is in Libra right now, which is the scales of justice and the balance beam of the zodiac. It's retrograde until June 9th. What's going to happen in October, Kimberly, is he's going to go into Scorpio for a full year. It's going to trigger his part of fortune and his Chiron. He's going to really relate to being the healer on a very deep level with his psychology.
Okay.
It's the perfect time for him to do this. Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
I would bless him and wish him well. You know, it's interesting. He has a Taurus moon, and, you know, the moon's exalted in Taurus. So he can deal with other people's issues very strongly without it chewing him up. Okay?
Okay.
So he's going to be very good at this. He's going to be very good at this.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, many blessings to you both.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both once again.
Have a sweet night. All right.
You too.
Well.
Bye. Bye.
This is so perfect. He couldn't be doing a bit. I mean, this is great. I like seeing it when people go for what they truly are at this age.
You know, and again, you want to have a passion for your life. You want it to have meaning.
Yep.
You might not always like the environment you find yourself in, but if you know inside yourself what you want to give and you find the place to give it, that's the key for that fulfillment that everybody seeks in what they're doing here on planet Earth.
Absolutely. And this guy's doing it. That's a great thing.
I know. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I thought you were going to say no there for a second. I thought you were going to tease me. Okay. All right. Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Patricia Lynn.
Hi, Patricia Lynn. How are you?
I'm okay.
Have you called in before?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I'm looking at her. I'm pulling up her chart right now. January 7th.
And?
Yeah.
And do you still live in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
You know, I was just wondering what you see coming. I've been very stressed out, and I'm really in an unhappy relationship. And I'm just trying to get some balance.
Okay. Well, you are in a very rare and unusual situation, one that you've never been in before. It's been very strong for the last couple of months. Okay. Now, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. Okay, so it's a new passage for everyone, and over the last few months, it's been sitting on your Capricorn sun, encouraging you to transform and change your life. And you want to bring yourself back to life, okay, in a powerful way right now. Now, Pluto's a very slow-moving planet, so it is a process and not an event, okay? And that's why you're trying to go through this releasing, and you're in what we call a grand square in astrology right now. So you feel boxed in on all four sides, right?
Right.
But the trines and blessing lines indicate that you tried very, very hard to heal this.
Right.
But because the energy that you're dealing with is so unpredictable, you have realized that that's really not your job. I think your inner angel wanted to step up, but you have to now look at self. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything Aphrodite said. One of the things she didn't mention is in this process, Chiron right now is conjunct your Mars. It's calling you to make a change. So what do you want to do when you grow up? What is your dream? Where do you want to go? Again, think of this as a rebirthing, where it's like, okay, I'm just going to shift my life. I'm going to, and I know you feel, I understand the box and restrict it. So restricting you to do is look within yourself at what you're happy, what you really want in your life. And when you look at that and you make those definitive lines right now, you'll start to reversal, make openings for you to be able to achieve that situation. So right now, this is a real strong time for you to envision how you want your life, okay?
Okay.
What transformation change you want to make. How do you want, you know, you can't change others, like with your
right.
relationship. You're not going to change your mate. So if your
right.
mate isn't going to shift, you have to walk away. You see what I mean by that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You have to follow what your true soul is right now and envision that dream. And if anything doesn't serve that, you have to take steps to walk away. Like Aphrodite said, this is a ponderous time. It's a long time frame. It's moving in very slow motion. Okay? So you have plenty of time to trust these steps, that the next step will be in front of you.
Okay.
And you can take it. It'll be slow and steady. So don't don't think that that next step isn't going to reveal itself. Trust what you want and wait for it to come and step out in it with faith in it.
Okay.
That's the test for you right now.
Okay.
Now, I know that there's a place that you could run to. I can see in your chart there's a place that you could run to, but you don't want to go there either. Okay?
Right.
So you have to find an alternative. Okay, last couple of weeks, that has been looking at an option to you, and you've been weighing it, but you say, no, I'm going to set myself up for another fall. That's really not the solution. That's an escape, but it's not the solution. So mid-April is when everything starts to change for you. Okay?
Okay.
So try and work your plan over like a six-week period of how you're going to work this out with yourself and the other to put yourself in a position that is more comfortable. If you have Cancer rising, you need to have that feeling of emotional security. And
right.
as Jacqueline pointed out, it's going to come from within you because you're going to realize this change I'm making is not perfect, but it's a stepping stone that's not going to be more stressful than what I already have.
Okay. I understand that.
And we're on your side.
Thank you.
It's gonna
I appreciate
be
you're welcome.
Keep this in mind, that transformation and change is really like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Think about it that way, that you know, there's this major shift in your life, and the other end of it's going to be really good. Okay?
I do believe that. I do. Thank you so much.
Well, if you need a pep talk, you call us on Sunday nights. We're here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Heavy card right
Grand
now. Square, boy. Huh?
Yeah, that's a heavy card.
Yeah.
That's a heavy card right now. But she's a Capricorn.
You know, those Capricorns are very... Yeah, these Capricorns are very, very strong. You know, and the interesting thing about being a Capricorn is there's such a strength with that Saturnian energy. Knowing that, again, time, if you really tap into it, will lead you to the right destination.
Yeah. It will.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay.
I said no.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, this is Kara.
Hi, Kara, how are you?
Hello, Kara, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing
well.
Nice
to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear y'all's voice. So I really don't know
what
can
we do for you on this wonderful Sunday night? Say again?
Sure. My friend Joel was like, well, what are you going to ask? I'm like, I don't know. I'm pretty happy, but unless, and, you know, if I'm cold, I'm not, but as long as I stay warm. So, yeah, I'm not really sure of my next step in life.
What are you doing for a living?
Your next
life. I am inventory manager at a luxury dealership. It's not my thing. Just took it as a job a couple years ago. And
what do you want to do when you grow up?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I like the healing field, natural. I don't know where to even begin.
But it's already on you right now that you're supposed to actually be doing two things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a Saturn opposition. Your natal Saturn's in Gemini. And right now it's in Sagittarius, exactly opposite you. So Gemini energy would indicate you should be doing two things simultaneously. Now, the job you have right now is supporting your space, but it's a time for you to either get the certifications you want to do healing work. With your Saturn in Gemini, you probably have gifted hands. You could probably even do breath work with people. These are things that you could learn relatively easily. You could even do some of it online virtually, or you could go and take a class over a long weekend. But I just feel that now is a time for you to step into your dream. Even if it can't replace what you have right now, what it does is it gives you options for your future of how you can create that. What do
okay.
you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to go a little bit different direction than she did, because I think your healing abilities can be very amazing if you use them in the right way. You can become somebody who astral travels, who has out-of-body experiences, things like this, okay,
mm-hmm.
and can see further than the average individual does. I'm going to suggest that right now, and I agree with Aphrodite completely, this is a Saturn opposition, and it's really a time for you to be doing two modalities because you can do your work in your sleep. This is not, you know,
right.
work that you're doing is not something that is enthusiastic or anything else about you, but it is a job, and it does bring you the stability
mm-hmm.
that you want, okay? That Venus in Capricorn really likes a stable job. But it's having that other experience that's so important right now for you to get out and do. And I would suggest that you look into the Monroe Institute and see what they're doing and see if that interests you and start looking at that different modality and finding what you really is fun for you to do. You're a futuristic individual. You have a vision far beyond what the average individual does. And you can bring that to the public in a very personal way. And so here
mm-hmm.
again... that is what I would strongly suggest you look at is what is your dream? Where do you want to go with your work? What do you want to do as a lifestyle? Because your work isn't a job. It's a way of life for you. You're not the 8-to-5 girl, okay? You can do that. Don't get me wrong, okay? But it's not ever going to make you happy. You have to have that freedom and independence. And so your work becomes a way of life, and it integrates into your lifestyle. So pick something and start pursuing it and allow the universe to let it unfold for you in the right direction.
Okay. I'm on it.
Good luck.
All righty then.
Yes. Thank you. You
yeah, you go for it, girl.
All right.
And keep me posted.
Have a good
I'm
night.
Great to see what you come up with. All right. God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I stay on, please?
You sure can. We have the technology. We can make this happen.
Awesome.
She's great. All that Aquarius in that sixth house, too. Energy work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling
energy
you,
work.
She could really do it. I mean.
Yeah, that out-of-body experience thing, that total energy shifting thing is so there. With the Mercury in Pisces and that Sun conjunct Jupiter, she can fly in any energy work she chooses, whichever modality she chooses.
I know. Now, I love the fact that you recommend the Monroe Institute because I know what they did for you. And I think that's marvelous, marvelous.
Change of perspective.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 858, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kara's friend Jolyn again. I called in last week and found out some great things. And kind of this week, I'm already trying to just, I feel like I'm trying to get in my own way with a lot of like just patterns of self-sabotage because I'm afraid of success. And just wanted to see a little bit more about what you thought about, you know, the next job opportunity that I'm looking to enter into. And also I keep having this feeling, like I think biologically, I just keep on having this feeling I can't let go of having another child before, you know, my fertility years are over, and I can't seem to let that go. So I just want to know a little bit about how to kind of accept the good things that are on their way.
Well, the full moon is hitting you pretty directly next Sunday.
Okay.
And it's going to be right on top of your Virgo moon, okay? And the Virgo moon is tricky, okay? Because you can be maybe too self-critical. And you might be more patient with others than you are with self, because that's how your chart looks to me. But as far as the child experience, you love being a mother, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, in life, having a child, if it's something that you really love and want to do, you have to do it when it's physically possible. And if that's one of your priorities, you need to make that decision first. Does that make sense?
I need to make the decision of whether or not that's something I truly want with all my heart before I, you know, make other plans of, you know, relationships and different jobs and all that. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Political plan of empowerment sitting on your Venus right now in Capricorn just tells me, excuse me, you're very well organized, you can handle a lot, you're very, very responsible, but you're also a very independent soul, and you've got a lot of air in your chart. Jupiter is going to be smiling on you more towards midsummer than now, as far as job opportunity and investment in self. So whatever changes you make in your career, you want to make sure that door is open if you do decide to have another child, if it's that important to you. Now, we as women, we have to make that decision. You know, like on our scale of 1 to 3, which is it? Is it number 1? Is it number 2? Is it number 3? And what we truly see ourselves dealing with, because that's something that's a lifelong commitment. And you tend to vibrate to that frequency. You're kind of ageless and timeless, aren't you? You really are.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Hey, yes, I think you need to find your spiritual self. I think you need to trust universe, the God, whatever you want to call that higher power. I think you need to have a little bit more of a personal conversation with it. Again here, you have the purest of essence. Okay, that 24-degree Virgo moon is an intense moon to have. Okay, it's very sensitive. It's very caring. And on top of that, with six air planets, six of your planets out of ten are in air. There's four elements. So when she talks about all this air, it's really important for you to understand how much you think, how much your head goes, and how much control you have over your thoughts. This is the reason why I want you to trust and have more faith, because you are the creatress of what comes in front of you. And I agree with Aphrodite. If your priority is to have another child and you want another child, great. You have many things. Trust that everything will fall in the right place. This full moon for you is more of, it's intense. It's more of a time where I would strongly suggest you take that day and you sit alone and quiet and make what you want into a priority. How do you want to see your life? What do you want to see in your life? What is the most important? And list them out to where you can see your goals. And trust, okay, because this is the one thing. She's so correct. That Virgo moon is, I can't. I have to be perfect. And I can't do it if I can't be perfect. Well, nothing on this earth is perfect. I don't care how hard you try, how much power you have. Nothing on this earth is perfect. You have to go, okay, all I got to do is try, and I'll do better than 90% of the population, so I have to leave it at that, that I did my best, and that is better than most people. And trust that process, because it is. You're a perfectionist, and you are good enough, and you have to trust that process, because that Virgo moon gives you a perfection that very few people have.
Okay, thank you. That all resonates a lot with me, and I think the perfection and trying to let go a lot of like everybody else's expectations too. So that's
absolutely. Let it go. Let yourself shine. Trust yourself.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Know that your infinite light is always highly supported by the divine, no matter what.
Thank you, ladies.
Many blessings to you. All right. All right, bye.
Blessings to you. Okay.
Nice. I love all that air.
Wow, it's a lot of air. It's really a lot of air.
So, are you ready for the next one, you think?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, I also called last week, and I got some jobs, and I got a position, and I'm wondering, like, is this going to be a good paid position for me? And if I'm going to stay there for a while, and when I'll start working.
And who is this?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is Anna. My birthday is January 28th from New York, from the Netherlands.
Okay.
And your birthday is, I'm sorry again.
January 28th.
Okay, I got the right one. Okay.
Got it, right from the Netherlands. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have so many Annas on here, I'm trying to find it too.
And I know Aphrodite's going to ask you, where do you live now?
Yeah, in America.
In what city and state?
Manhattan.
Okay.
Ah, I love New York. Okay. Let's just see.
Yeah, what do we see?
What is this job that you're pursuing about?
Oh, it's a job in a clinic, in an outpatient
clinic.
Oh, wow. Okay. I really like that for you.
Yeah.
I really like that for you. You're very, very humane.
I'm very, very what?
Humane. You really care about people and animals and the environment, and you're very responsible. You're an employer's dream. Are you kidding me? You're going to go through an adjustment period of time, though. Next 6 months, you're going to be going through a lot of adjustments, but I think they're going to be to your benefit.
Okay.
And I think that you're going to be really appreciated where you're going. I feel like you're going to be empowered in this cycle. The one thing I want to ask you about, other than your work, what's the most important thing in your lifestyle, day in and day out? What is it I see you loving so dearly? What's in your environment that you love so dearly?
I think my dog.
Okay.
And there's
because
something going on with my heart.
Strong identification.
Yeah, there's something going on in my heart chakra, and it's like hurting, and it's crying, and it's aching. I don't know if it's because of an ex-boyfriend that's gone. I cannot identify this pain. I think it's just that connection that I miss, or not really that, but maybe that boyfriend. I'm not so understanding why I keep having these heart pains when I am in a deep meditative state. I get this ache in the heart, and maybe that's what you're picking up on.
Well, Mercury, Venus just went retrograde, and Venus is the planet of love. So you can be, again, holding on to some things from the past as far as your love life is concerned, certainly.
Okay.
The way that your chart is set up, I feel what you're seeing is, as a deep pain in your heart, is actually a yearning for a love that you believe in but have yet to know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I think so, too. I just think I identified with that ex-boyfriend, which is not an ideal love anyway. So
that is correct. And I find you doing a little bit more escaping and dreaming and fantasizing than what you should. I agree. I think this heartache is the result of you want that mate. Okay?
Well, the real one I want. Yeah, the real
one,
not just anyone. Yeah. That's
not
the
anyone.
Fear. That's why I'm having that ache.
And there you go. The fear is that you'll never attain it. And my point to you is turn that around. Okay?
Right.
No, I will attain it. I can envision it. You have great visionary skills. That Mercury conjunct your Sun in Aquarius gives you the opportunity to envision what your soul truly resonates to. And bring that out. Okay? And don't fear it. Okay? Because, again, you're using the ex-boyfriend like a drug. You might as well, take a Prozac or whatever.
No, I don't want him. I don't want him. I don't.
Right. Exactly.
But
the reason why he's coming up is because it's an easy escape for you. Okay.
It confuses me.
The pain onto him is what you're trying to do in that process. You're diverting the emotional sorrow instead of embracing it and saying, no, I'm sure this is what I want.
Oh.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
Next time he comes up, go, no, I am envisioning who's coming into me and my mate. Okay. And be very strong in that part. Because, again, that Mercury conjunct Sun dead on gives you the opportunity to envision the future, no matter how you look at that. So envision it.
Okay, can do that. But what about this job? Is it going to be paying me well? Am I going to be satisfied with the fee? This job thing.
I think that you're going to have to be cautious with your finances anyway.
Okay.
And I think you normally are anyway, but I feel that
is a good idea to, again, really work with the numbers, because the numbers are not going to lie to you, okay? Look at what you're making, look at what you're spending, look at what you're responsible for. All those things you can work out very, very well. So I'm not that concerned over you. However, the one thing I did want to share with you, and that is I feel that love is coming to you by the end of this year. I think it could become here in, as soon as July. But I feel that what's going to happen is over the next year, everything's going to shift and change because I think if you, again, if you envision, as Jacqueline specified, that which you truly desire, you will magnetize yourself to it. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that the job right now is going to be very, very consistent and very secure. Do I think it's as abundant as you would like? No. But do I think you can make it work and be very happy with it? Yes.
Well, yeah. As long as I can make a certain amount, not less than that, I think I can accept it. But if it's like really low, it's going to be tough for me to, you know. I'll have to see. They haven't told
me
how much I'm going to be making.
Trust the process.
Sorry? That's the process? Yeah. I'm not too worried about it, but I just want to make sure I also get what I need. You know, it is a full-time position. And so, but yeah, there is something in my home that, you know, my dog has to be alone for the first time for like 5 days in a row for, you know, for like a couple of hours more. Like, not a couple hours, like full-time hours, and he has never been alone like that much in his life. So I'm hoping that I can take my dog with me to work, but of course that's a fantasy. You know, can't really work with a dog there.
Have you thought about getting your dog a buddy?
A buddy? Yes, I have thought about that. I've been thinking about that a lot. Do you think he'll be happy with a buddy?
I think he will. I think that you need to help him pick the buddy. I know here where I live,
okay.
I don't know how it is in New York, but here they have a place where one dog can meet other dogs to see if they have a connection. They have a meeting area.
Yeah.
You could go to your local shelter or whatever, even if it's a puppy. And, you know, your dog will choose his buddy, especially when you're standing there because you're giving him the security to do so.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good idea. I think my dog will have a buddy, and then somebody will walk him every day or walk them, and that's a good idea. And it's also more fun for me.
Because then he has that companionship, and if it's a younger dog or sometimes a smaller dog, what happens is your dog, because he's secure enough, will kind of take that on as his responsibility and as his charge, okay?
Yeah.
You'll know when you see it in the meeting area. And I know people that have done this before, and it's been very successful, very successful. So he's not going to feel that he's alone, and he's going to expect the person's going to show up and walk him to show up and walk both, and he's going to protect the other little dog or whatever you decide to get.
Yeah.
But I just feel that that's the way to do it so that you don't have all that worry.
Okay. Right. That's another thing. Yeah. But, you know, I take my dog everywhere with me. It's not, and then when I have two dogs, I'm not going to be able, unless I get a really tiny little dog, I'll be able to do that. But otherwise, I don't think I can take two dogs along with me. Not, you know what I mean? Like, I have to find a very small dog. It's hard to carry. I can carry a small one and two small ones, but, or I have to get just a, that's another thing that I'm thinking about. But in terms of like this job, is it going to be consistent and something that you see me doing for a while?
Well, Pluto's sitting on your Venus in Capricorn right now, so I feel that you're going to feel very empowered by your sense of purpose in the job. I do think you're going to be dealing with things that are kind of unexpected. You're going to go through a training period probably all the way into mid-June, but I think you're going to work out fine. And like I said, I think it's going to give you everything you need. And like I said, don't think you have to go to like an animal shelter and pick a dog that day. My feeling is go and take your dog and see what you can do. And if it doesn't work out, then leave, go back, try it again.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah, no pressure.
Take your time so you feel right with it. okay?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that, or I just have 2 walks a day or something for the dog. I don't know if I want another one. Has to be a very special dog if I get it.
Well, God will bless you because you're looking for the right reasons. Don't you understand this part?
Oh, okay. I see now. Wonderful.
Okay. Just know you'll be led to the right solution because you're doing everything right. You've chosen a job where you help all of the people. You're worried about your little creature that you adore, and you want him or she to be happy. And so you're doing everything right. Know you'll be blessed, Donna.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
And keep us posted.
I have an exam on March the 22nd. So it's not. I don't know if that's a good time to take the at 8 o'clock. And
on the equinox. Wow.
It's a very difficult exam, but I haven't been doing very well. So very anxious person that I am.
Okay. Let me take a look at it for you.
And, just see what you...
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
I'm pulling it up on that day right now.
Okay.
My feeling is you're going to have to take it again.
Okay. That's fine.
And I don't say that because you did anything really wrong.
Okay.
You're in a really strong T-square that day, and Pluto is still going to be sitting on your Venus, and the moon is going to be sitting on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance.
Okay.
But your anxiety can be your undoing. Do you think you can go in and take this exam and leave the anxiety at the door?
God, I'm working on that, seriously, taking homeopathic remedies and stuff. It's that anxiety.
I would suggest a little bit more than that. I agree with Aphrodite that the anxiety level is the problem here. It's not the information that you put in yourself.
Right. That
anxiety is really what's it's impeding it. So trust the process. Again, this would be yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. I would do something.
I'm doing some healing. Yeah, I'm getting some healing for it. Maybe that will help me get through that. Specific healing towards this from someone. And I'm going to be working with his son, and he's going to do an exchange on working with me on this specific issue.
Working heavily on it. Really put a lot of work into it. That's what's going to impede.
Yeah, I'm doing homeopathy, but the homeopathy isn't working. I just wrote to him; it's not working at all with my anxiety. So I'm putting in this healer, and I'm going to be working with his son. His son has some stuff going on, and I can do the exchange. It'll be worthwhile.
Great.
So I am working on it. Perhaps that will help me support me.
It will.
A big issue.
It will.
Yes, we'll see how it goes. Thank you, guys.
Well, you're welcome, and you have a splendid night.
Yep, I'll keep you guys posted. I love you guys.
I love you, too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 404, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great, how are you?
Great.
Good, I was listening, but I meant to get a message, I guess.
And who are we speaking with?
It's Lolita.
What a pretty name, Lolita. Wow.
Well, thank you.
What's your birthday?
December 30th, 72.
And what time were you born?
12:44 p.m., Chicago, Illinois.
Do you still live there?
No, I live in actually Georgia.
What city?
Marietta.
Oh, it's so pretty there. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is. I've been here since 98, actually. And
oh,
I love
that part
shop.
Of Georgia. It's stunning. Whoa, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
What are you doing for a living?
I just opened up my ice cream shop last year. It opened doors May 24th, and inside of I created my ice cream shop to help people that are ready for enlightenment, and that's what we do, is we kind of do meditations and do vortex healing and everything inside the shop.
Wow, you are so on it. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my
Looking
goodness.
Looking forward
this
for a great year.
Great choice for you. Wow. Wow. You know, this summer is going to be spectacular. Jupiter is smiling all over you.
Oh, yes, Capricorns have had a rough ride. I'm looking for a new journey this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to understand that the way that your charts... Go ahead, Jacqueline.
No, go ahead.
Jupiter's retrograde until the end of the first week of June in Libra, in your sixth house of work and service and healing, okay? And it's right on top of Uranus, your planet of revelation, okay, and epiphanies.
Okay.
So this summer is going to bring you something really special because you're in a Jupiter square. And Jupiter in a square always brings something very, very bountiful. If you meet the challenge, and you've been doing it, babe, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Yes, I've been doing my work.
That's good. You know, are you doing anything in teaching and training other individuals?
Well, I actually just do it with people that walk into the shop. I just kind of mentor. It just seems to come out. The vortex in the sword just brings out the exchange of interaction that we're supposed to have, and where I kind of guide them and help them heal. And I mean, you got to understand, like, we basically do like exorcisms in my store. That's how crazy it is in here.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Okay. Again.
And you're doing a spectacular job.
Thank you.
I agree with Aphrodite that this summer is going to bring some great epiphanies for you. Trust the process, because here again, you've got some great stuff, and it's going to be shifting. Pluto has gone over your Jupiter, so this is a foundational shift for your greater benefit. Again, that square will bring the challenge to fulfill it, to follow that path blindly, no matter how challenging it is. Like you said, the exorcism and things like this. It's going to have a heaviness to it. But keep doing it and keep plunging in and embracing it, and it'll really manifest at the end of summer really well to where you'll say, okay, I'm finally on the path, this is going the way I want it, and start to run a little bit smoother than it will right now.
Okay. And you said the squares are happening in June?
Well,
no, the alignment is happening in June. The alignment is happening in
okay.
June. Okay, and what's happening too, you know, Jupiter's in a sign for a year every 12. It goes into Scorpio on the 10th of October for a full year, and you have a Scorpio moon, which is why you're able to deal with those that are beyond the veil. And what it's going to do, it's going to allow you to reinvest in yourself, okay? Your daughtership with the divine is going to be magnified over the next probably 15 months. You're in great shape.
Wow.
Here, babe.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yep.
So we'll be good financially, where the store sustains on itself and be able to pay
You'll be
for
able to reinvest
my...
in yourself and those you serve.
Okay.
That's what you wanted to do. And you put it out to
yes,
the universe.
Ma'am.
So your sun and Jupiter, you were born with them in your ninth house of God, in Marietta. They're in the ninth house of God watching over you, the divine, sustaining your physical form as you do your spiritual work. You are so blessed.
Thank you. That was deep, what you just said. So even though we're born in Chicago, where
I'm at now.
We want
to hear how you do, because this is fantastic, the work you're doing. This is wonderful.
Thank you. So no matter where I live right now, where I was born, but where I live right now, that's the meaning of what you just said just now as far as the process.
Exactly.
And,
we place ourselves in a
okay.
certain position on the planet so we can line up with the appropriate energies, and you have done that.
Okay. Yeah, I have. The ice cream store was just built as a foundation, but it was built to help people go through that shift and searching for that aha moment and just knowing that there's a bigger thing that's out here than what they're doing.
Good. Over the next couple of years, you're really going to be happy with the process of it. It's just this year that's going to be a little wobbly at first, and then it's going to start to get better.
Okay. That sounds great. I'll hang in there and keep doing what I'm doing. I really appreciate that reading based on the astrology. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and keep us posted because, you know, we need more like you out there.
Yes, we definitely do. We definitely need a lot of people of light. Just keep, you know, helping and shifting the consciousness and, you know, just teaching the world, you know, because there is a greater force, you know. It's just great, you know, and to live in the unknown is definitely a journey, but as long as you do your inner work, your inner child, I'm really into the inner child work, and as long as we do that, we can, you know, magnify on a total different quantum level.
Totally. Wow.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. It's been a delight talking to you tonight.
Yes, likewise. Namaste to both of you. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. We need to tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And if they want to know what events I'm doing and where I'm going to be, they can go to my website at www.aphrodite.com. Jack and I are both on Facebook. If you tell us, you met us on Blog Talk Radio, friend us. We'll keep you abreast of the classes that we're teaching and any changes in our schedule with the show. We are so happy to be here serving you.
Have a good night.
And have a blessed full moon. Sweet dreams.
See you next week. Good night.